Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Holleran, Sharon Bradley, Bill Powers, and Patty Zakas. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maureen Holleran, and you are listening to the Psychic Viewpoint sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, our guest Angela Thomas joins us and will explore three-dimensional tarot. Before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-host, Sharon Bradley. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Maureen. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great.
That's good.
Sharon, could you tell us a little bit about your work? What you do?
Sure. I'm a psychic on Psychic Access, which I love, and which we all are. And I don't use any tools. I can hear and see from spirit, and that's how I do my readings.
And that
is lovely.
That is
lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
And Phil Powers, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, just like you.
Yeah. Would you tell us about your work, please?
I also am on Psychic Access, part of the Psychic Access family, and I use the tarot, I use the pendulum, you know, I channel things in, and it just all kind of comes together.
And that's what we like to hear.
It's nice when it all comes together. Yes.
It is nice when that happens. Thank you, Phil. And a very warm welcome to our new co-host, yay, Patty. You know what, Patty? I forgot. Could you say your last name for me?
No worries, Maureen. No one can pronounce it. It's Zakas.
Zakas. I love that last name, but I will get it straight. So how are you doing tonight, Patty?
I'm doing great, Maureen. Thank you, you guys. Thank you for being here. It's just quite an honor to be a part of the co-hosts of the show.
I'm so in awe that you are here and you're going to be right along with us. And so would you please introduce yourself and tell us about your expertise.
Well, one more time, I'm Patty Zakas. I do channeling. I'm a clairsentient, clairaudient, and empath. I do paranormal investigations. I'm a psychic advisor as well on Psychic Access, which I absolutely love. I have my own show called The Fringe Element at PEN, and the co-host of another show called Absolute Visions. So between all three, I guess I'm in everything else in between, very busy.
Yes, Inc. Yes, and Patty is she's a great addition to our group here, our team, and my name is Maureen Holleran. I can pronounce my last name, and I'm sorry about that, Patty. But anyway, I will do better next week. I also am on PsychicAccess.com with the rest of my co-hosts, and I am an intuitive. I'm a psychic. I help people help themselves. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudio. You know, I have all those clairs going on. The one thing I don't have is the clair taste. And I really try to focus on every negative can be a positive and helping people make their choices and or there's options to go in a better direction. And I love my work, and I do have a sense of humor about it, but I do love my work. And I, too, as Patty and I are both on an, we do have shows, web TV, internet TV, at a network, which are fantastic because you get to see our faces and stuff, but or not. And there you have it. So thank you, everyone. And again, Patty, welcome aboard, or welcome in-house. So tonight I'm delighted and honored to interview our special guest, Angela Thomas. Angela Thomas, a noted psychic and clairvoyant, was born in Warner Robins, Georgia, in 1960. She has gained a reputation for her psychic abilities through private session and instruction throughout the United States and abroad. She is known for her detailed and accurate readings and predictions. As a research psychic, Thomas provides predictions for the study of precognition. I hope I said that right. Additionally, she has designed courses in psychic development, which she teaches in college as well as in workshops. To contact her, please visit her website at Angela Thomas.org. So be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We will announce that call-in number later in the show, so please be sure to have your pen and paper ready. If you are unable to catch our last week's show on mediumship, real or fake, I love that, Phil, you had a great one, you will find a recorded archive link as well as archives of all our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com under the Archives tab. Please feel free to circulate the archives link and future show details to your friends and family and their animals as well. It is our objective to connect with as many individuals as possible, so please share that link with others. So, I believe, welcome to the show, Angela.
Well, hello, Maureen. How are you doing?
It's such a great honor to have you join us tonight. Thank you so much. And I have a list of things that we'd like to explore and talk about, because I'm a tarot. I call myself a tarologist, but I got into the tarot, and I'm self. You know, taught in every way, but this three-dimensional tarot is very interesting to me. So I want to ask you, what is three-dimensional tarot?
Well, Maureen, three-dimensional tarot is really a method that allows one to gather information. So if we look at traditional tarot, where one may just interpret a card or a few cards at a time, three-dimensional tarot allows one to really extract information from each card. It's a way of reading. It's a way of interpreting each card in a house or an aspect or a particular position. So it's very, very effective. Three-dimensional tarot will literally allow one to have one card that can go 27 ways or even more than 27 ways, you know, 3 by 3 by 3. And so when it's read in conjunction with other cards and it's coupled with even one's intuition, then you get a vast amount of details.
Yes, and I find that it's very interesting because there are some people that utilize a tarot for just, you know, book learned, I call them, or they just take it to, well, for me, it's a tool that actually helps me open up to a lot more than just what this, it could be a picture, it could be a color, it could be something, but I do integrate numerology and astrology because it's all like universal symbology, that's all part of it. So is that kind of what you're saying in the three-dimensional, to be able to go, I'm trying to understand, so I know about the tree of life and all that, but like, let's say, I really wanted to clarify this for, you said it would be able, what you said just now, you'd be able to go further into it. So it's not like interpreting one card, correct?
Well, you actually could use the method with one card or three cards or 10 cards, but it's really a method to utilize all 78 cards to a tarot deck.
Okay.
If you kind of think of it like a tree of life on steroids, you quite literally
like
could
that.
Take one to three cards and speak for hours on it. I say hours, at least a good full hour just on a few cards alone. But what three-dimensional tarot allows one to do is to give accurate timing, to get geography, whether that's a street or a state or a country or a community, You know, you will be able to name names. And these are all details that clients of tarot readers are really looking for. So it allows the reader to deliver messages to their clients and have a lot to talk about.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because it's almost like in a way there's a little bit of remote viewing in there, isn't there?
Well, now I have to tell you, Maureen, I have used three-dimensional tarot with remote viewing. But it's not remote viewing at all. If you took an individual that said, you know what, I don't wish to be a psychic, I don't want to use intuition, all I want to do is call on the tarot, that's it, I want to interpret it, then that individual would still be able to come up with a vast amount of details. Now, if you are a psychic, however, just think about it. A psychic clairvoyant could really do a lot with three-dimensional tarot, such as yourself, for example. So, you know, that's just an added benefit.
Yes. Well, that's very interesting. Oh, that's well. That okay. I've clarified that. That's fascinating. Why did you write the book on this?
Well, I wanted three-dimensional tarot to be available for tarot readers so that they could go beyond, you know, a simple interpretation. You know, I've heard a lot of tarot readers say, you know what, when I first began reading tarot, I'm trying to connect the story. And oftentimes when I pull cards, I can't link to it. I can't get to the information my client needs. And so I developed that actually for me initially, but offering it to tarot readers so that they could go beyond where they are. So I want one to be able to view and use cards differently to pull information that goes beyond, let's say, a root meaning of tarot. You know, three-dimensional tarot could be a combination read with traditional card combinations. It could be telling the story. It utilizes houses and aspects. So if we think of astrology, for example, for any listener out there that is an astrologer or learning astrologer, this would be a natural method to incorporate with that astrology. But like I said, you use all 78 cards, and, you know, you just, I personally go over and over and over again. So generally, my sessions are 30 minutes to 1 hour with a client, and those 78 cards will be repetitive over and over throughout the reading.
So you're so Angela, what you're telling me that you actually, if someone comes to you for a reading, let's say for an hour, they want it. I don't know how you do it, but for me, like an hour reading is sufficient. Mm-hmm. You use all 78 cards for that reading.
I do. I use all 78 cards, but now I must tell you, I am a psychic clairvoyant myself. Mm-hmm. So I don't, like a traditional tarot reader, if I said I'm just going to interpret the cards, then I would go one by one with 78 cards and pull all of the details out. But as a psychic clairvoyant, and I am highly clairaudient, I am using that three-dimensional tarot to give me quick information. So as I get it psychically, I can look down and confirm that. I often say, Maureen, that as a clairaudient individual, if I'm hearing Washington and not getting any other impression, I look to the tarot to say, is that Washington Street? Is that Washington, D.C. or state? Mm-hmm. A person named Washington? And three-dimensional tarot will provide those types of details.
Oh, okay. I get that. I get what you're saying. Well, you know, for me, I know there's been times where, you know, I go off the tarot. I know that, you know, interpretation, whatever. But I go on, if I just see, it might be I get a look of something or whatever, because I am a clairvoyant and whatever. Mm-hmm. And scent, clairscent, not clairsentient. But I do smell and I get the hearing and I get the visions in my head. But the thing of it is, it might be that it doesn't make sense because whatever the interpretations are. But I'll go beyond that by looking at other cards. So what you're saying, I may not use 78, but I'll start throwing things out. It'll be a color, or I'll feel that it's a person. And like you said, Washington, that's very interesting because that, so you can really pinpoint it because it's not Washington the man, President Washington, or Washington the street. You can go beyond that by looking at the others, and it's very accurate, is what you're saying. You're able to fuse them together.
Exactly.
That's incredible. That's great. That's fantastic. I like that. Very interesting. So, well, how does it differ from other methods of tarot? Well,
that's the difference right there, is being able to pull the details. And don't you love details? I mean, I myself have a lot of tarot reader friends, a lot of psychic friends, and even I've gone to strangers in the past and saying, you know, pull out some cards and read for me. And most of the time, I find them getting very stuck. They're not able to connect enough of the tarot cards to give me the details that I'm in need of. And so one of the things I've always said about a reading, whether that's a tarot reading or a psychic reading, it allows one to get information to make a more informed decision so they can plan on something or divert it. So this is why we all go to readers to begin with. So I just want, you know, people to get what they've paid for, and I want them to have the answers that they need.
Yes, and also, do you find... So what does it entail? I know. Okay, so we've talked about how does it differ from other methods, which rather anybody can read tarot cards. I think anybody can interpret each one, like you've said. I've gone to readers and they say, well, this card means this and this would mean that. Whereas I don't do that, because there's nothing worse than someone says, what is that card saying? And I said, well, the card's not talking. I am. So. And I'm not putting down anybody that just interprets that way, but so what does it entail? Did we get to that already? What does it entail?
Well, yes, I mean, you know, here's the thing. You know, the three-dimensional way utilizes, you know, your root formats, let's say the Celtic cross, for example. You can use it, you know, which each position is. You can use it with houses that like astrology. And you actually combine position, astrology,
Did we lose her?
Well, you lost somebody. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but I'm really interested in what she's saying. We'll get her back on in a minute, everybody. And also, my co-host, if you have any questions, because this is interesting for her when we get her back on, please let me know and please go for it. As you know, co-host that you are on there.
I guess.
Yeah,
I'm curious. I'm assuming you can use any deck and do this, that it's just a flat deck and just kind of a style that she's teaching.
Yeah, and that's a good question to ask. And also, I think that, where did she go? I know, we'll find out. She'll be back. We'll get her back. Is Mercury still retrograde? Not that I'm blaming it on everything, but.
It is.
No.
It is.
Didn't it go out last night or was it?
I don't know.
I think it's still the 6th.
Oh, wait, she's still there. Angela, you still there?
I'm still here. Are you there?
We lost you for a little while. I think you went on to three-dimensional.
Well, you know, I wanted to expound a little bit on, you know, what and how three-dimensional tarot works. Now, we all know that most people are interested in love, money, and health. And so let's assume that one pulls, let's say, the devil card. Let's say it's a major arcana devil card and it falls directly into a love house. Now, I personally use the 7th position, a house for love, marriage, and partnerships, as a place to look for details about love. So if a client is asking about love with, let's say, a new relationship, and the devil falls into it, then we know here's a relationship that is not going to work out. Why? Because the devil is one that keeps things hidden, you know, presents a facade. This would also tell me that the relationship is based on sex, not love.
Yes, big time
there's,
sex.
a lot more to, you know, be said in the area, such as devil aspects. The person may be a drinker, a drug user, have vices and obsessions that would not bless the relationship. The devil is also known as an abuser. and a sociopath, and can be one with a mood or behavior disorder too. So a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type. Now, is the devil always negative? No, because there's positive and negative sides to every card, right?
Right.
But let's just say that if the devil falls into the love house, is the relationship doomed? Well, not necessarily. That's when we would turn to the cards that also fall into the same position and read them together, like a form of combination reading, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that the devil falls into the money and health house. Now, I utilize personally the sixth position to also read money and health. So when I read money, I'm looking for the abundance of it or the lack of it. I'm not looking on how that individual is earning it, like an income in the second house.
Right.
So now the devil has just landed in the money house. Well, we know the devil keeps things hidden, right? So naturally, we'd look for money being hidden or hidden out of sight. So that devil card could take on a positive or negative if we wanted to say, when will I get financial relief? And we're looking at the devil. Then I personally view the timing with the devil card as November, December, and January. So my answer would be between right now and the January timing. So wonder if it falls into the health house. Now, I've already got it sitting in the sixth position. So now I'm going to another aspect of health. So there's physical health, emotional health, mental health, right? So mm-hmm. when the devil shows up in the health area, I then pay attention to the lower abdominal area, such as the reproductive system or the intestinal area. If I look at emotional health, I would see that, this person has suppressing or confusing emotions. And when I look into the mental side of the house, then I could say really that this person has mental health challenges, say, whether that's a manic depression state or bipolar or even much, much worse. So you see, that gives you an example of how you could read just the devil card, not all 78, but just the devil card alone in that, in that one position, like the sixth position.
Right.
And come up with a lot of details.
Okay, so when you're talking about houses too. So what I'm hearing, if it's my understanding, what you're saying is sometimes what you're using is a certain house of the zodiac, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
But now I'm not an astrologer. But
exactly.
I utilize what I know of astrology, and
right.
I like the houses and what aspects fall underneath those houses.
Right.
So a true astrologer, like I said, that would learn three-dimensional tarot, wow.
That would be great.
I want a book with that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, three-dimensional tarot, like I said, is the art of gathering information.
Right. And that's a good point, too, for any astrologer out there listening or that will be listening, because they could then take it even more than over. They could take it over into more of a more information, at that point. But I like how you're doing this, because in different houses, because I studied, myself learned astrology myself, but I do know about the houses, and like you were saying, the seventh house in relationships, if it fell into that, I'm familiar with that, or in money, or something of that nature. So this is very interesting to me, like I said, because I've been, my business name is Tarot Vision. So,
right.
I just, I never really thought much about the three-dimensional way of what you're speaking of, so this is even better for me. I'm really going to – it's fantastic. And I am grasping hold of exactly – at first I was a little confused. I was doing some research on it, but this is very fascinating. So, can anyone learn – wait a minute. Three-dimensional tarot, the art of gathering information. Why that title? And I think that title has to do with your book that is yet to be – is that
That's
what?
Correct.
Okay.
it's really, the title is based on the action of the reader. It's gathering the information and the details that people really want to know. So it's a method that allows one to gain information in a variety of ways. So using
right.
all 78 cards and being able to take a number of methods that one uses normally, like combination reading, like the format of telling the story, you know, card 1 through 10, for example,
mm-hmm.
and other methods that are, you know, combined. So it's a powerhouse of a method.
So I'm wondering, Angela, what you're doing is using 7 to 8 cards. Can you still utilize that three-dimensional method on not using the 7 to 8 cards?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could use it on one, like I gave you an example card, for example, and you're just looking at what house it falls in. Or,
right.
You know, somebody may say, I've just met a new person. Can you pull one card and tell me if it's going to work out or not? You pull up the devil, it's like, ooh.
Now, how do you know which house that one card would be connected to, though, I guess?
Well, you know, some people pull one card, right? One card.
Right.
Most people, you know, the minimum they're going to pull is 3. A lot of people like to use that past, present, future thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
which I don't do too often.
No, I don't do that either.
I don't waste time in somebody's past. They know their own history.
Yeah.
but, you know, I'm very good at precognition, so I like to stay with the present and the near future. So
right.
The only time I discuss the past is if I see a situation or a person that is coming back around to bite them in the bottom, you see. So
right.
That's the only reason I would say that.
Right. I gotcha. Well, you know, I use a... My spread, well, I go off it. I don't really, I use the wish card, the wish spread. A lot of people don't even know what that is. But I also just go off of them. You know, have you noticed that sometimes you don't really need the tarot in front of you to interpret?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so that's how I go off of them. I don't really need them, but I kind of, for my own well-being, because I don't believe in much of anything. All I know is what I know. It's always been a thing of mine. And it's not that I'm saying no one should have beliefs in things, but all I know is what I know. And so when you're doing this, and you have this, you know, and you're writing a book. Your book has not been, and people have been asking about that. Well, I'll get to that later in the interview. But is it just like the book you're putting together on this? Is it just like a guide for how other people can expand on the three-dimensional tarot as well? You're giving a foundation of it.
I'm giving a foundation of it. You know, anybody can learn three-dimensional tarot, but it's really designed for individuals that already have a firm foundation in tarot itself. It just saves time, right? If they know how they work, they know what they know. And if I bring in a new perspective, a new way of viewing that, then that's all well and good. But, yeah, it's very comprehensive. And, you know, I actually originally wrote this book about 6 or 7 years ago. And I put it back on the back burner and, you know, it became bigger than life. But I have been able to finally put it together where it's very comprehensive and easy to understand. But those individuals that are going to learn three-dimensional tarot, I must say, is going to take a lot of dedication, right? You don't just say, okay, I'm going to read a chapter or I'm going to read a method and boom, I'm off I go. It really, you know, it's not a method that someone can learn overnight, but I promise you, once it's learned, it's a valuable tool that will carry one throughout their lifetime.
Well, I myself think of this as being very fantastic for me because of my background in tarot, and I think I would be able to grasp hold of it. Where's that book? No. So anyone can learn a three-dimensional tarot, really is what you're saying, but
they
it's better
can.
If they have a grasp, first of all, of... You know, you get someone in the beginning to learn, like, well, 23, 4 years ago when I was learning, and it was all by accident. It wasn't like I had planned to learn it. I was using it for it was almost like a 12-step program, getting through some hard times is what I was using it for. And I was drawing pictures of what I saw. That's how I learned it, not from the books at first. I was connecting with them that way. And so... Anyone can learn a three-dimensional tarot, but it's best for them to have first a beginning of introduction
right.
to it.
A good solid foundation in it. You know, most people that are learning Tarot not only are learning a root meaning of the card, but they're also learning, you know, what does wands and cups and pentacles and swords mean? You know, what season does it represent? What, you know, is that earth or fire or water and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, and some people even go into the keys and learn the keys. They may learn like the Fool's Journey method. They may learn, you know, symbology of the card. So, you know, that's exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And also, there was a question that I think Phil, there's four of us. I think I mentioned to you there's four of us on here. They're real quiet. But
there's
Phil had a good.
Too many of us.
There's Phil. He's the only guy here. Phil, you had an interesting question before about. Yeah, can you ask that?
I did. No, what did I have?
It was about the different deck, or wasn't it about the decks?
Oh, it was. I when it was first mentioned, three-dimensional tarot, I was thinking it was a funky shaped deck. But what you're saying is it's just a, you can do this with any tarot deck, and you're just doing what I would call a 78 card throwdown.
You want to. Now, I built it on a Rider-Waite. But the book is not going to emphasize the Rider-Waite deck. It's just going to give examples of that and other, you know, common decks that people use. But any kind of deck that one is used to, I highly suggest using the one that you're most comfortable with.
And what you're really trying to do, and correct me if I'm wrong, is most books will give you, here's the reverse meaning, here's this meaning, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And you're trying to teach people when you throw down seven cards, you know, when I throw them down, they come out like they want to come out, sideways, slantways, crisscross, some touch, some crossover, and you're trying to teach them what that actually means.
Exactly.
Yes? Exactly.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, if you can do that, that's awesome. Seven stars to you. Good. Well, that's how it should be done. I mean, you know.
Well, there, I think the tarot actually is, you know, Angela, I think the tarot is, and I've always said this, is a symbolic record of human experience. I think they go, they're much more to them than meets just tarot and fortune telling or whatever. But, you know, Patty, you had a, Patty, you're there, aren't you, Patty?
I'm here.
You had an interesting question to ask, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, is how did you develop this method?
Well, it was with a lot of hard work, Patty.
I can imagine.
It was a matter of saying, you know, I, as an individual, want to know the details. And, you know, based on the history of Tarot, being able to predict, certainly I knew that one could pull more than just root Tarot meanings out of some book. Mm-hmm. And so I really, you know, at that time when I started to develop it, I slept with the cards. I carried the cards. They were constantly in my hands. You know, I would, you know, as a psychic, look deep, deep, deep inside of every card. And it's similar to how one, you know, when they first get a new deck, how they're learning and they're supposed to meditate on each card. Well, I did that, you know, but I did it constantly. I mean, I had a banker that would say, my gosh, are you with those tarot cards again? So I really made the tarot part of my own energy. And so, you know, it took a while to develop it to where I could get a method that I personally could utilize. And then I started to teach the three-dimensional tarot to tarot readers.
Fascinating, absolutely fascinating, and kudos to you because, you know, you've taken this to a whole nother level.
Well, thank you very much, Patty. I find it's important, you know, I don't want to harbor the method. I really want tarot readers out there and psychic tarot readers to really, you know, be on the top of their game. And they may be already on the top of their game, but with this particular method, like I said, you could sit there and talk for an hour nonstop and still, you know, want to read more. So it's just a wonderful thing for everyone to know, if as long as they're really dedicated to tarot. I can say this, that if somebody is like, you know, on the fence about learning tarot or has somewhat put a little bit of time and energy into tarot, if they're not going to be dedicated, it's a method that they're not going to be able to comprehend. Because why? They didn't put in the time to read it and to understand what it truly means.
Good point. We're going to take a short break from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com, and we'll be right back. Angela's will wait with us.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
And we're back with Angela Thomas, and we're talking about three-dimensional tarot, and it's quite fascinating, I might add. So I just did. Angela, does one have to be a psychic, like psychic tarot, in order to benefit from this method? I know we kind of went over it, but maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on this.
Well, you know, absolutely not. They don't have to be psychic. They don't have to utilize psychic tarot. You know, whether someone works with his or her intuition or not, being a psychic only adds to the method and the benefits of it. If someone simply wants to stick to tarot itself, as in his or her own interpretation, that's fine too.
Right. And so do you teach this method also? So it might be easier for some people. So where do you teach this method?
Well, I teach it at a St. Charles Community College, which is in St. Charles County in Missouri. I also will, in fact, winter 2011 and spring of 2012, will be going back online to teach it because I find online there is no geographic boundaries. And also I will be teaching 1 to 2 day workshops and classes at the St. Peter's Arts and Cultural Center in St. Peter's, Missouri. So there's a number of venues, but online I think is wonderful, through Skype, through PalTalk, and so, you know, one is able to see the cards and listen to the method and, you know, literally go through the exercises that are needed in order to learn three-dimensional tarot.
And, you know, I was wondering, when did you start... Because, well, I know besides, in addition to you being a tarot reader, when did it dawn on you that mm-hmm. there was something more that you needed to add to it? Was it, were you frustrated because of your readings or, you know, you just felt that there was more to it? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, you know, I mean, when I first began to read tarot, and that was many years ago, I had a difficult time with connecting the story. I used, you know, the Celtic spread, which is pretty traditional, 10
right.
cards out there. And if somebody asked me a specific question, it was like, ooh, I can only give you a part of that information. And it really did not work out well. And then as my own intuitive gifts began to come into play, then I really then saw the importance of being able to deliver not only as a psychic, but as a tarot reader myself. So looking for those details, you know, in the reading, again, that's what people really want to know, right?
Right, right. And, you know, hello, Phil.
Hello there.
You had another interesting, well, I thought it was a good question to ask, Angela.
I did. Oh. Now, this isn't a book, right? Have you written
a
book?
It is a book, yes.
Okay, because the people in the chat room are asking the name of the book. So if you could tell us what it is and where to get it, that'd be great.
Okay. It's called Three Dimensional Tarot, The Art of Gathering Information, and it will not be available until the summer of 2012. I've added a lot more to the book than when I originally wrote it. Like I said, it's a very comprehensive. You know, some people may feel that it's more manual-like. I will be offering certifications as well to those people that purchase the book for them to...
Oh, Angela? Where's Angela?
She vanished again.
She's probably there, and she can still hear us. So, Angela, come on back to us.
Is she just eavesdropping on us? Is that what's going on?
No, it's good. I guess Skype.
Can you hear me?
There she is, Angela.
Dolphin noises.
There she is. We lost you for a minute. You know how you go, oh, you're breaking up. So, there you go. What part of it did we miss? You were at...
We got the name of the book. It's available next year.
And you added something to it.
A certification to it.
Certification process where an individual that picks up the book will be able to certify through me and have the ability to teach that workshop in their own workshops. So if one is going to teach Tarot and they wish to say, hey, let me show you this method, then they just have to certify through me, which I'm going to take them through a process that is in addition to that book, you know, that wouldn't come with the book, so that they too can teach their own three-dimensional Tarot. They may have their own way of doing things, but this is not, you know, teaching somebody beginning, intermediate, and advanced regular Tarot. This is really, like I said, it's a comprehensive thing. Now, some people may kind of shy away from it because it is comprehensive, but for those people that have made Tarot a part of their lifestyle, they're going to love the book.
That would be like me.
So is this like, you know, the size of the 78 cards of wisdom?
Now there you're on something.
it's encompassing. Okay, but I guess the other question I had was, and I will get your book because we throw down the same, and so I want to see your interpretations because I'm sure they're similar. But my question was, how long did it actually take you to document the system?
Oh, she's there.
Angela, did I scare her?
You scared her.
I have that voice.
There she
Man
is.
Made her run. Angela, you back?
Yes, I'm back. I wonder what the deal is. You know, I could swear we're in Mercury retrograde.
I know.
Yeah, good figure. did you hear the question?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you didn't. How long did it actually take you to document this system?
You know, I would say almost 5 years to get it all well-rounded and know that it really did work. I also tested it out when I used to do remote viewing and missing person cases. I was the only individual I knew of that was utilizing three-dimensional Tarot because, you know, like I said, you could get geography, timing, street names, things of this nature. So as a clairaudient, if I would hear, let's say, Pennsylvania Avenue, then I would look down there and say, is that really so? Is that, you know, person in and around Pennsylvania Avenue and, you know, so on and so forth. So I really...
And how would you be able to tell? What would you be looking for?
What would I be looking for?
Yes.
Well, in a missing person, we're looking for the victim.
No, well, is that Pennsylvania Avenue?
Well, I just use that as an example. It just came up off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I've utilized it in missing persons, and I've utilized it, you know, with business readings and personal readings. And, you know, I'm a research psychic. I've used it as a person that is in the study of precognition. So when I'm predicting the future, then I can also utilize that Tarot. And I like to stay within 12 to 18 months time frame because, as you well know, you know, there's many factors that change when we get beyond that period.
Right.
Which is good. And anyone can predict what's going to happen 200 years from now because they won't be around to see if it happens or not.
Oh, you're funny, Phil.
Oh, my God. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, I think Sharon, our co-host, said someone in the, you know, we have an interactive chat room here, too. Sharon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sure. Tober from the chat room says, does she just memorize the meaning of each card, or does the card speak to her? I mean, each card has three or more meanings. That's a lot of to memorize. That's the question.
The cards actually speak to me. And let's just say, for instance, Sharon, that let's say I'm on a really bad, you know, I'm having a difficult time. That, you know, I'm reading as a psychic and I'm also reading as a tarot reader. And then suddenly my psychic information gets cut off for whatever reason. Then I really go straight to the tarot and I'm looking at the positions and the houses to continue forward. And so, no, I wouldn't interpret every single one of them, because if you stop to think about it, with as many ways that even the one card alone can represent, not including all the other cards around it, near it, by it, with it, it would be impossible. And, you know, and the one's own interpretation of the cards is very valuable. So if I saw a particular card, or if somebody else saw a particular card and they go, you know what, I see how Angela sees it, but I'm going to add my own interpretation, because every time I see this card, I think about a bank or I think about a particular situation, then that's okay. Add it to the stack of meanings or interpretation. So no, I don't memorize the meanings. I go with how it speaks to me. And again, if I'm not psychically getting anything, I go directly to the method itself.
Okay, that's great. I'm sure they are happy with that answer. Yeah,
thanks, Sharon. Thank you. That was great. You know, I wanted to add, Angela, which I had mentioned. I don't know if people know that I was involved with Child Finders 6-7 years. I don't know, Angela, how long ago was that? 6-7 years ago when it first started.
6 or 7 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I remembered you being very involved in that. And so when you were talking about how Pennsylvania, I was remembering because we did a matrix type of thing. Is that what you were talking about in that way? Like,
well, no, I just came. I used Pennsylvania Avenue as an
example.
Remote views, right? Because when we were involved with Child Finders, that was a lot of remote viewing going on there.
Right. Well, I as well utilized my tarot, but I went off of it, off of whatever. But you know, I'm certainly going to. So when it again, you might have already said. So how soon do you plan on releasing the book?
In
summer of 2012.
Right.
That's great. And that'll be just perfect timing for the 2012, because I think there's going to be a whole new, brand new beginning for all of us. So this is I wouldn't mind being certified, be able to teach this to
others. That's great.
Yeah.
Just go to AngelaThomas.org and look for the announcements and the links to the book and where one can pick it up.
And Angela, I really want to thank you, a heartfelt thank you for joining us tonight. And I myself found your knowledge very informative. And I appreciate and respect your work very much. And I want you to have a great evening. And I want everybody, and also everybody can find out more about Angela Thomas and her classes as well as workshops and when the book will be released at http://angelathomas.org. And you'll find, and you have a great site, by the way. And also Angela's contact information is on our guests page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com as well. So thank you, Angela, again for joining us. And
well, thank you
I will
for
be talking to you soon. Okay, well then there you have it. Oh, goodbye. You know what? I wanted to talk a little bit more about Angela to everybody, because I like I said, I have been involved in Child Finders, and it's very, very important. Anybody can get involved in Child Finders, and Angela was a really she was very involved in helping out others. And so I'm going off the beat for just a moment, because Angela is more than just, you know, a tarot and all that. And She also is an extremely interesting writer and everything else, and she does a paranormal research. But with child finders, anybody can be involved in it, and anybody can do it by themselves. It's better if you have a group of people. And if you are interested, I guess child finders. Well, I can get you that site. I'll get you the link, and maybe one of the people in there can do that, because it's really important. We could try to find some people that are missing. Hopefully, you know, we do, and we've had some luck. But that's how I knew Angela. And I, ironically, I didn't know when I contacted her, she was the same one in the same. So, okay. So anyway, as I mentioned, Angela's contact is also at psychicaccess.radio.com under the guest. And I'd like to take a few announcements. And here it goes. Please be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development. If you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested, there's my tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from a list of some of the most authentic, gifted psychics around. It is an honor working with Doug and Psychic Access because of the high expectations required of each psychic. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, too, very much so. So all the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access, and if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, please be sure to visit us at PsychicAccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to PsychicAccess.com. For more details, please visit http://psychicaccess.com/webmasters. If you like our show, please invite your friends to join us in our chat room. And your neighbors, too. And listen to the psychic viewpoint. There is something for everybody, so please spread the word. We'd very much appreciate it. And, you know, the chat room, everybody, is a really nice way to interact with each other as well, of like-minded people. And I'm not in there right now, but I say hi to everybody in there. But it is a lovely added feature, these interactive chat rooms while we're doing the show. So, okay, the call-in number for readings at the end of the show is 724-444-4851. And we will give that number again later on out to you all. So now is our time for our fun time of disagreeing. No, I'm joking. Of disagreeing with each other. No, I'm joking. I'm not joking. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? Great show.
Do you think tarot cards are more than just pictures? And what is your interpretation?
Oh, let's see here. Of course, yes, I do. I think the information comes through from like lifetimes of knowing them. I think that just like I believe the playing cards, I think that it's like it gathers up all your knowledge and it comes through the cards. And so I think the cards are like a tool, but I believe it helps a part of you come alive. Does that sound?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's interesting. I can't read them, though.
Well, have you ever tried?
Yeah. And I can't do it.
Yes, you can do everything. You put your mind, Sharon, you can do everything. You can fly. Yeah, because I know that you don't use tools, as you mentioned, and which I think is great. But I like the way that your question was very interesting about there are, to me, they're just more pictures are all to me. The interpretation is the pictures to me, but and also my personal experience with each picture could be I look at someone and go, ooh, that's I know that person. But Patty, hi Patty.
Hi.
There you are.
I'm still here.
You're still there. Hey, Patty. What is your impression of the three-dimensional tarot?
Well, I have to tell you, now that I've heard the explanation behind it, I am completely impressed. And to me, it does combine everything that we already do, too. She's just found a really amazing system to pull out even more information. And I would be best. I can't wait to get her book and look into it because, let's face it, we're still as gifted as we all are and we know what our abilities are. We're still in learning curves. And the more we can learn from each other, the better as well. Personally, for me, I use all types of methods when I'm reading the cards. I throw the book away. I never use the book. I shouldn't say that. When I first got a set of tarot cards, I did, because, of course, wanting to see the meaning behind it and not having any guidance. After a while, I just saw things in it. And then the other senses would come in, whether it be my empathic sense or clairaudient, clairsentient, doesn't matter. Everything was combined in one. But her method, amazing, amazing. Can't wait to learn more about it.
Yeah, you know, I agree, because I am a tarot person. And I pronounce it tarot. I get kind of, okay, enough, it's a tarot. But, yeah. You know, I found it because when I, you know, tarot, it was not that I ever wanted to be that or anything else. So what I was doing was I was going through a lot of emotional grieving, and I found that I was looking at, it was like a 12-step program would be. So I was going through a lot of emotional heartache, and I was looking at the pictures. And I was drawing what the interpretations were, and I feel everybody out there could learn something from that. So, and I wasn't much of an artist, but I didn't think of, you don't have to be an artist. But actually, later on, I became so so much a part of what I was drawing and the emotions that I was connecting with or identifying with the cards, that actually later on, someone asked me to illustrate a book for them. So all these new things came out, and you know, I know the book, and then I did, you know, my 1989, and during that time, no one, nowadays you can, everybody, and I think it's great, can publish books and everything, it's wonderful. But during that time, I did publish an audio course on tarot, and I feel that, you know, a lot of times we look at the court cards, for instance. You look at the court card, and I would see certain people that I identified through my own personal experience. And a lot of times that's how I'll read, or it might be a color or something, but it really, the interpretations, I know all of them, like, you know, you said in the very beginning you would look at the book, but I kind of throw back the book, and that's when it's funny, because when people do ask, what are they saying? Like I said earlier, it's like, it's not that they're talking.
No, but you can still hear from them, right?
Yes, I can, but when people ask, I go, no, I'm talking. they're not talking, but I think that I definitely want to go further in what she has. It was very fascinating, and I like the idea about her being able to certify other people to go beyond. I think it would help a lot of other psychic readers in tarot as well. I think that's absolutely true. This has been very enlightening, because I didn't know all. I didn't understand all this till now. So thank you, Angela. So, Phil, hi.
Whoops, there we go.
He's always mutating.
I'm always muted.
Mutation. Aren't all tarot decks 3D?
They are. But you just said it, because the pictures pop out, or something on there pops out. There's so much symbolism on a card. I mean, for me, I get my card because I'm visually connected to it. And when I throw it down, I know there's a core meaning to it. But I may just see one little square inch that calls to me for that reading. So it's popping out. So that's kind of what I thought the 3D meant when she was going to get into it. But I like her system, but I think all cards are kind of 3D in a way. But hers is putting them all, just kind of randomly throwing them out there. I'm sure she's got it more synced.
Yeah. Oh, but you know, I agree with you. I thought 3Ds, anybody, because I was doing some research on it. I put 3D tarot in Google. I don't know if anybody else did on here, but I found there's a lot.
I thought it was like one of those new, you know, games that the kids play.
But it isn't. And in fact, I was, even on YouTube, I've seen there's 4D and there's, I don't know, I was getting a little bit confused. And Patty, you said you did too. Sharon, did you Google 3D? Did you do any of that?
No, because tarot cards make me a bit nervous. So.
Okay. Sharon. But we don't make you nervous, do we?
Never.
Sharon, do you have a deck in your house?
No. Not just because I can't read them, so I don't. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to offend anybody.
You're not offended.
Well, I was just going to tell you how to bond with your deck, but with the
Bond away.
Well, you know. That, you know, 3Ds and all, I know it's like I start thinking, okay, is that a new thing, like all the Clairs, and is it that my mind's getting wrapped around it? But I understand now what she's saying, how she 78 cards, that's a lot.
It's, yeah, but it's, you know, if you look at this is how I learned to read, was just throw them down. So I never learned the Celtic cross or the calendar or things to that nature, because those actually made no sense to me, because there is no path, there is no connection in my mind. So in a reading this style, and once again, I'll say I'm sure hers is more complex and put together. But if you have a male and a female and it's a love reading with a lover's card in the middle, you know, is the male on top of the male? Sorry, is the male on top of the female? Is it, you know, 2 feet away? Yeah. You know, where are they in correlation with each other? So are they far apart? They're not together. So you can learn a lot by looking at the big picture, we'll call it.
Yeah.
And is there something in between them blocking them from being together? You know, and the picture of the evil mother in the middle of the empress.
Yeah. Well, you know, really, like I said, I got to the point where I don't need those cards at all, and I throw them around.
Just because you're comfortable with them, they're pretty, you like
no,
pretty.
It's almost like a feeling of I don't understand where my information is coming from, so I use them as a way of me feeling okay about talking about whatever.
You use it as a verification.
Yeah, and so that's why, you know, all these things will come up, and that's how it's always been. So, but I am a tarot reader, but then again, like, or no, I call myself a tarologist.
I
like that better.
Is it tarot or tarot? Which word resonates with you?
Tarot. No, just
tarot.
No, I don't like tarot. But you know, Sharon, you always...
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
I want to clarify something. Now, when I said they make me nervous, it's not because they're taboo or something. They make me nervous because I can't see anything. So it's like I feel kind of inadequate, so I don't have them around.
But you're not inadequate, Sharon. You know,
but
really, like I said, the way I got into them wasn't because I thought I'd ever be a reader, you know, and helping. That's not how it happened. I did it because it was helping me grieve, getting through a grieving process of a situation that was going on. And it was amazing. Then I found out how they are correlated, and I was doing all this research. I'm like, God, it was like, it was fantastic. So it's like you always keep a tarot card facing. Well, you have a good question, a question you're asking here, and I'm going to ask it of you now because I can, because I'm the anchor. No, you always keep a tarot card facing north in your house on the wall. Which card is it? So you do have something.
Well, I do. I have one card. If I don't have a card, I have like a picture of a card. And I have the Three of Pentacles. And I always have it facing north in the house. I don't know where. I think it was given to me a long time ago, like, and to do that. But I would feel funny without that card there.
So, see, there you have it. She does have one card in there, everybody.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll do it at work, too. I'll stick one on the desk. But I don't know why. I think it was given it was told to do that a long time ago. But it's supposed to bring prosperity, Three of Pentacles. Is that true?
Has it helped?
I was just going to ask.
I don't know, because I'm never without it. So, I mean, I don't really have a problem with money, but just, you know, so.
Oh, you heard it, everybody. She doesn't have a problem with money. And
so everyone put a Three of Pentacles on their wall.
Facing north. Facing north.
That's cute.
Good to know.
It is good to know. I like that. Very good, Sharon, for someone who doesn't even like the cards that are out. We all know now she has one.
one sad little card?
Yeah, but not so sad because you don't have money issues. I like that, Sharon. You're cute. That was cute. No, I mean good in a good, not silly cute, you know what I mean. Patty, yes. how do you pick out your tarot decks, and what do you use? I'm curious to know that too.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? I have friends that like coming with me to metaphysical stores because I have an interesting method. I run my hands over top of the boxes, and whatever starts tingling, and actually it almost hurts my hand, I'll be pulled to. And that's always how I pick. And that's how I pick out the books that I need or whatever the case is. I just run my hand along. Believe me, I've picked up some interesting stuff that way. And we're talking about synchronicity right there too, it's usually that deck or that book that I need at that particular time. And the tarot cards that I use are the Witch's Tarot. It's the one that resonates with me the most.
Right.
I love those cards. And again, they're just part of a tool. For me, when I'm doing a reading, I don't always use the tarots. 9 times out of 10, I don't. But when I want to see the story, do you know what I mean by that? Then it gives me more information. A lot more information.
It adds to it all, and it brings it all. I understand that. Well, you know, with the since 1980, what was it? 1988, 89. I was connected because someone gave me the Aquarian deck, and a lot of people go. I mean, I've got some really collector item Aquarian deck. These ones that aren't even around. They're still around. I know that, but these ones were from a long time ago. Back of them are not the same as the normal back, but that's the ones. And usually, people will learn on most people are even in the chat room would know the Rider-Waite deck is the normal, is the traditional one. But the Aquarian deck was the one that I was drawn to because someone gave them to me, and I didn't know what they wanted me to do with these cards. Except later on, I found out what I did with them was, like I said, I used them to get through some interesting times. But I found that when I did my audio, you know, I published the audio course. It was audio, and I marketed them with tarot decks. I put the Aquarian deck and Morgan Greer. And I noticed that was a big mistake because people want to have their own decks. They want to pick out their own decks, like you said, whatever felt good to them. So which makes sense to me. So I eliminated that, and just at that time, this was a cassette because they didn't have – you know, CDs at that time. But I bought thousands from US Games of Morgan Greer and about 1,000 of Aquarian decks. Wow. And I found that since that time, I haven't been really, through the years, there's so many new decks out now. I mean, I can't even, I get overwhelmed with, at that time period in the late 80s, there were certain types of decks and that was it. But you know, I know about the Witch's Tarot that you're talking about, but there's so many, Aleister Crowley deck. I mean, I had that.
Hundreds of different types of tarot decks now. Hundreds, literally.
And I'm overwhelmed by what there are. Now, I did have Crowley deck, and I gave that away to someone because it's too much for me to handle him.
he is a bit hard to handle.
He's overwhelming. But I think that, you know, it all has to do with about also the artist's interpretation of how they present on the image and paint, whatever the well, you know, the traditional deck, and I use Mary Greer now.
Right.
And the reason is because I got arthritis really bad, and they're regular size cards. I love her though; she's a great artist, and I liked her work. And it's a little bit traditional, but I think it's wonderful. Actually, that's the best way to do it and run your and get the vibration of what works for you. Everybody listening, Sharon, yeah. I'm joking.
You know what? I just want to throw in there, there's for a couple of friends of mine who are also heavily into tarot and wanted to learn how to read them. And I always suggest to people to throw away the book. I really do. That's just my advice. There is a wonderful system out there by a lady by the name of Believers, Nancy Garon, and it's called The Tarot According to You. And she really does tell you to throw away the book and teaches how to read the books or read the tarots intuitively. Mm-hmm. It's actually a very good system.
Well, see, I'm all for that, too. Like I said, I did it by I drew pictures of what I felt for each one. And that's what was my thing. And I connected with them that way. And I know I've always – I used to teach workshops in the early 90s and stuff. And I would say, you know, just pick up and whatever you feel, draw. You don't have to be an experienced, you know, artist or anything. But it was interesting for me how much that worked really well. Because it went beyond any interpretation in any book. And that's all I got to say. I'm here to say. But I agree with you, Patty. Definitely, I think it's put aside the book. The book could be good if you're interested in somebody's book or whatever, but I think that it can make your head spin, too.
Oh, it can. Although, like I said, I'm just adamant that I want to pick up her book, you know, after she has this out, to take a look at this three-dimensional method.
Yes, I would too. Yeah. I agree. I would absolutely want to do that. Absolutely. And so, Phil, when you get a new deck, how do you break it in? I can't wait to hear this. I'm joking. Phil, unmute yourself. Phil. Oh, Phil. Okay. He's muting and he's not unmuting. So, Sharon.
Oh, I did it backwards. Okay. I'm sorry. Sharon, are you listening? You have to be listening now. This is how I break in a tarot deck.
Okay.
So, the first day I get it, I put it in the window shade, spread it out a little bit, let the sun on it, and I do, and then the full moon at nighttime. So, it gets 24 hours that way. And then what I'll do is I'll wrap them up, and each night I'll just put one card under my pillow and sleep on it. So I'll look at it first and kind of meditate on that card for 5 or 10 minutes and then put it under my pillow for that night. And you will have like insane dreams because the card just starts talking to you. And then the next night you do a different card. 78. Well, the 70 and the 79th day, actually the 80th day, because the first day is in the sun, you put the whole, can I say damn, deck under your pillow? And you just don't sleep that night.
That's interesting,
There's
Phil.
There's a lot of conversation going on. So Sharon should take a card, a happy card like the Fool, and put it under, not, don't start with the devil, start
don't
with the
push
Fool.
Her. Don't push
and
her.
Put it under your pillow.
She doesn't.
I have money in my pillow. $5 under my pillow.
See, that's why she's doing well financially too. She's got a she got a tarot tape.
$5 in my pillowcase.
That's hilarious. That's, you know, with good. Phil, actually, I like that concept. But you know, with me, I don't do it all the time anymore. But I put my major crystal and I put all the cards, and I sleep with them. Well, they sleep under my head.
They sleep
pillow.
Under your head. All
but
at once?
I've never heard of the one that's very fascinating to me. Very interesting. Yeah, I like that. Wow.
I'm individually bonding with them.
Individually, I must say.
And then we do it mass. When you do the whole thing, do you have like insane dreams that night?
I don't even know. It's been you know, like I said, it's been so many years when I was first doing this. I smudge them. I smudge them. Always smudge them a lot. And I put my, and I don't do it much anymore, but when back in the 80s.
You're only 25.
I know, thank you. Back in the, yeah, I used to do a lot more, but I never did it one at a time like that. That's fascinating to me. Maybe that would, that's, I like that. Very patient.
Very patient.
But,
can I have a reading,
have
Phil? Well, you have to wait 72 more days.
Yeah, I know. How often do you do that, Phil?
Whenever I get a new deck, I want it. So I've got one downstairs that it's from Italy. I just got it. So I'll start that probably, you know, next new moon and start playing with it 3 months later.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That's pretty cool.
But when you're done, you just get it and you throw them out there and it's all natural. You already know them. They're already embedded in your, you know, subconscious.
Yeah, I know.
They're already
like
your
that.
Friends.
I think that's really neat, and actually, I might try that. Like I'd never done that before, I will try that. Thank you, Phil. That was very insightful.
Okay,
yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too. Sharon, what were you told happens the more you play with cards?
Well,
I was told, like, whenever someone's saying, well, I just want to enhance my psychic abilities, or, you know, you're always getting people like that in readings. So I always say to them, either get a tarot deck or get just playing cards and take out the jokers and just play with them, because let's face it, all the secrets are in there. All, you know, everything we're looking for is in those, either in the tarot or the playing cards. So I always say to them, that's the first thing you do. You know, but now that I have this new information from Phil, I think it's great. I love that idea.
Yeah, Phil's really interesting. Yoo-hoo, Phil!
Yay, me!
Very good.
And Patty, don't you think we could take this three-dimensional tarot concept, I like this, and put it into everything we do, like channeling, automatic writing, and all the other stuff?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I was, you know, basically, I think we've already kind of covered that we've, we can use every aspect of our abilities with the tarot. But yeah, when I'm working, I don't know about you guys, but I use a little bit of each of my gifts depending on who I'm working with. Some people I use directly into a channel. Some people it's channeling, it's automatic writing, it's tarot, it's all of the above. I'm all over the place. So I just pull in from every direction.
Yeah, you know, I do that too. I absolutely think that. I do that too, because a lot of times I've done a tarot reading for one person. I go into it. I'm not gonna. It's not a trance. It is like a trance. Very rarely it happens, and I'm going into and I almost pass out from. It's like I'm falling asleep. But it's one of the best dreams they're ever going to get for me, actually. But I agree with you. I think we can take the three-dimensional concept. Absolutely, I agree with you absolutely on that. That was a really good question, as a matter of fact, when I saw it, and. There you have it. And Patty, thank you so much, our new co-host.
Thank you.
So, we have come to the part of the show, everybody, where we will be taking your calls. Sorry, Phil, couldn't get the last one in. Taking your calls and questions, and you can either call in or ask your question in the chat room. However, we do have to take the call-ins first due to their wait time. So, the call-in number for your free reading is 724-444-4851. Again, the number is 724-444-4851. And please be aware that each call will be automatically placed on hold and will be answered in the order received. So please relax, and you'll be able to listen to the show while you wait. And we really, please be very specific and direct with your question, as this will allow for us to better connect with your situation. And really, we're only able to really go for one question, everybody, because of our time frame. So there you have it. And I am going to not be participating in the readings due to a family situation, unfortunately, that I have to, I won't be doing the readings tonight, but I say goodbye now, but everybody else is going to, and thanks, everybody. Sharon is the first call, and I'll take it over.
All right, good luck, Maureen.
Thank you.
Okay, the first call we have is from someone from California. Hi, California. Are you there? California.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. It's Sharon. I'm going to be doing your reading tonight. So did you have a question for me?
Yes, I did. I was just wondering, my kid's dad is suing me for child custody, and I personally believe it's because of demonic forces that my paperwork never got to the judge. And so I was wondering, do you see me winning back custody of my son?
Okay, so there was a little bit of a mix-up regarding the paperwork. I didn't quite hear you there, and you're not sure how it's going to all come back to you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if I'll get my son back.
Okay, I feel you will. I'm seeing a huge ball of yarn, a huge ball of red tape, and it's going to it's going to take money and it's going to take time, but I do see you getting your son back. And I'm getting a giant J. So I don't know if it's January. Do you think you'll get him? Like, what are they saying?
So I have a mediation appointment in November, and then I have another court date on December 1st.
Okay. I kind of see January. And I feel that you're not going to have full custody, like it's going to be a shared custody, but I do feel you'll have your son back in your life. And I kind of feel the ex is, I guess I'm gathering it's your ex that you're fighting with is going to be a little bit more relaxed by then. He feels like he's just kind of, he's kind of being nasty because he's hurt, you know, but I'm feeling that he'll be more relaxed in November and you'll have him back by January. Okay. And just keep sending love to him and you know, even though it's uncomfortable for you, just keep sending him love. Okay. I'm sorry this is happening to you. All right. So good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Right.
Okay. Bye bye. Now we have someone for Phil, and it's someone from Texas.
Hello.
Phil, are you there?
I did it backwards again. Hey, Texas, are you there? Texas?
Yes, hello? Do you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Beautiful. How can I help you?
My name is LaShondra, and I was wondering, when do you see me finding employment?
Your name is LaShondra, and when are you going to find employment? Okay, let me see what we have here for you. Let's throw a couple cards down. Have you been looking for a little bit right now?
Yes, I've been pounding the pavement.
Pounding the pavement. That's not good. Let's just go to the pendulum and see. Looks like you're going to be pounding it for a little more. But I'm getting within the next 3 months. So what's this, August, September, October, November? Yeah. And it's probably going to be part-time. I don't think you're going to get a full-time gig, but you're going to get you something that's going to get you started up again, which will make you feel better and get things going from there.
Not into 3 months? Wow. My living arrangement is crazy.
Well, all I can say is get comfortable.
No, you're
going to need to keep hitting it. It may happen sooner, you know. Everything's on, you know, all things change, but I'm getting a 3 months out of the deal. But you're going to survive. It's not a bad thing. And you could shave a month off of that if you put some real deep thought in it and start networking a little is what I'm getting. As opposed to just applying to jobs, trying to go through friends to get it. And that could speed up the process a bit.
Okay.
Okay. Have you tried that yet?
No. I just moved here to Atlanta, so I don't really know anyone. So,
clubs, church, things like that, things to that nature?
No, I haven't tried that.
Oh, try that. That might pick it up and get it going a little bit. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck to you. That's
great reading, Phil. Now we have Patty here, and she has a caller from Washington State.
Hello, Washington. Are you there? Hello?
That looks like they hung up. So, oh well, we're going to wait for the next one. So, it was a great. Looks like we have someone. So that's good. It was a great show, wasn't it? So, okay. Did you like the show? It was really interesting. It must have been really great for you guys because you guys do tarot.
It was. Hello. It was a good show. I liked it. Did it pique your interest, or are you just happy with the Three of Pentacles on your wall?
Like I said, I've never been into it. I think you have to have a thing for it, right? Like,
you do. You have to be drawn to it.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, they're pretty, and I like all the different kinds, but I just don't get anything from them. I would just be doing my psychic stuff. If I looked at them and pretended, I would just be doing what I'm doing, so I can't imagine, but that's okay.
I understand, though, because, you know what, I don't connect to numerology. I don't connect to – we can only be, I guess, proficient in so many things. There's some people that do it all across the board.
Yeah, I don't do astrology at all. It doesn't excite me to any point. So, yeah,
Yeah, yeah. Now, Patty, we have a caller here from Georgia.
Oh, excellent. Hello, Georgia. Are you there?
Hello, Patty. It's Heather. I love you.
Oh,
you are great. And I had to call in and say it so that everybody could hear it and know how great you are. And Maureen, I love you too.
Oh, Heather, you're such a sweetheart. And I got to tell you, straight out, honey, we were just chatting in the back room here for a minute. And, you know, Phil said, you're going to be a star. And you are. And I agree. I totally agree. You are on the right path, girl. And it was such an honor and a blessing to do your reading the other day. And we did have a good laugh over it because this girl's really gifted. And, you know, and even psychics need psychics, don't they, darling?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call in because I have such an excitement about me right now, and I'm so happy, and I just wanted to share that with anybody that can pick up on that while I'm talking to you, because that's my gift to everybody, my happiness. So that's it.
Patty, don't you love Phil and I?
I do.
Absolutely, yeah.
I made her nervous, apparently.
You did.
You did make me nervous. I made myself nervous.
Heather called me before she talked to you, I think it was, before the interview, wasn't it, Heather?
You what?
You talked to me before you talked to Phil, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
If anybody's wondering what's going on, I believe that Heather's going to be a new psychic on Psychic Access.
Heather will be a new, yes.
A new and wonderful psychic, so you can all call in and get a reading with Heather.
Yeah,
and she just found out, and she's just a tad excited.
Just a bit. I saw you dancing in your living room, doing the happy dance.
My daughter said, "Yay, mommy! She's gonna be great one day too. She will be."
Well, welcome to the best site on the web.
Other callers come through. I've shared my happiness, and that was my intent. So, have a good night.
Okay, take care.
All right, night, night.
Now, Patty, you have your caller back from Washington State.
Okay. Hello, Washington. Are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, sweetheart. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me if the relationship that I'm currently in is going to be successful or not.
Okay. Can I get his first name?
What's that?
Can I get his first name?
Tyler.
And what's yours?
Andy.
Sandy?
Yes.
Sandy. Okay. All right. Well, Sandy, I can tell you right now, your energies are pretty wrapped around each other in a lot of ways. And I'm going to talk to this about an old soulmate connection. And for those of you that, a lot of people misunderstand soulmates. There's four or five different categories of them. A soulmate can be somebody you ran into the grocery store and feel like you've known for 1,000 years. In your case, you guys have lived a couple of previous lifetimes together, and I think that's why your energy is so connected. I like Tyler's energy. I do. He does tend to come forward and pull backwards a little bit, so be aware of that. And that has to do with issues within himself, honey. That's not a reflection on you in any way, shape, or form. There's a nervousness about him. He's afraid of making the wrong move or screwing things up, or also afraid of getting hurt. So when he gets too close and comfy, you may find him backing up a little bit, but it does look like it's going to turn out to be a lovely little romance for you. There's going to be a few little bumps in the road, and that's going to be through your communications. So I'm really encouraging you. As soon as we started talking, my throat started going a little bit. I'm empathic, so that's usually a sign to me that you two aren't putting your cards on the table just yet. You're still doing the dance, so to speak, the dating dance, as I want to call it. And you know, when you get into the relationship a little bit more, you will learn how to communicate a little bit better. And Tyler, we've all been through hurts. You've been through relationships that have hurt you. So has Tyler. Tyler carries his a little bit closer to his chest, and there is a little bit of a nervousness, like I said, there with him. But all in all, honey, I would hang in there and go forth, and I think you're going to be quite pleased with the results. Do you want me to go a little bit forward here? Because there is more.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. As I was going forward, I know you didn't phone. You know, I always try and give people the honest, flat out truth, and not sugarcoat things and say, you know, oh, this is going to end up to be a marriage for you. This is a good relationship for you with Tyler. You're both going to learn something out of this. You're both going to extract something out of this. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you're going to learn something about yourself. But I get a really strong sense that there's at least one or two other male energies coming into your life. And there's a judgment call that you're going to have to make later on. And I don't think the relationship with Tyler is going to end on a bad note, honey. But it's just preparing you for the relationship you're supposed to be in. Does that make sense? It's like
no,
a step
yeah,
by
that
step.
Does. Yeah.
It's just a preparation for the one that you're supposed to be in. And from what I'm seeing and what the energy that I'm gathering from this, honey, it really does feel to me like the one person that you do end up with and you do pick is really good for you, really good for you. And at that point in time, you'll know exactly what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, people, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. One more thing very quickly, honey. And I tell some of my clients this, and for you, it really resonates quite loudly. People make lists of everything that they want in their life, and I always tell my clients, don't do that. I want you to make a list of everything you don't want. Take your time with this list. You can't just sit down and put it out in 5 minutes. I always suggest carry a little pad of paper and a pen with you, even in your purse. And I don't care how obscure it is. Let's say, I'm using a ridiculous example, let's say you don't like it if they wear their socks to bed. Write it down. When you think your list is done, I want you to sit down and read it. Now, when you're making the list, don't read everything you just wrote. Just write it down, close the book. When you're finished, read the whole thing. And I'm telling you, honey, it's going to give you a whole new viewpoint of what you want in your life because you'll know what you don't want. It's
right.
Really a
different
avenue.
Thank you.
It's a different avenue. Yeah. So I hope that helped a little
Great.
Bit anyway.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Patty, I like that. Reverse manifesting. What a good idea.
I think it really does give people a different viewpoint on their life. It is reverse manifesting because when we're talking about manifesting, people will put things out there, and you remember, girls and boys, we have to be careful how we word things.
Yeah, I don't want. That's good. I like that. So we have a call here from Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi, my name is Sharon, and I'll be doing your reading tonight. So do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. I'm in a relationship right now, and we're, I guess, having some problems, and I guess I'm just wondering what you see for the relationship.
Okay, the first thing Spirit's showing me is that he's acting young. And he's been a little bit peculiar lately, for lack of a better word. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, because I kind of feel he's getting, you know, he's getting a little bit of cold feet. He's starting to, how old would he be? Like, is he in his 20s, like late 20s? Or is that how old you guys are?
No, he's 36.
Oh, okay. So he's just acting 20s. You know, you're going to have to, if he is the one for you that you want, and you can always make Patty's list of what you don't want. If he's the one you want, then I would either have a heart to heart or else you're going to have to be really patient while he figures this one out. You know, I just feel he's not telling you everything. I just, when I go into his energy, you know, with Spirit, I kind of feel that he's just not telling you everything, you know? And I see another person there. So what's that all about? I see, and it feels like another male. So is he being influenced? Are you being influenced? I'm seeing another party to all this scenario. So does that make any sense to you?
No.
And don't worry. It's not like a beautiful girl with long blonde hair. No, I'm seeing another man, and I'm seeing like influence. Like it's like, you know, when someone's like influencing you or something like that. So I'm wondering if there's someone in his life that's kind of steering him another way, but he really wants to, you know. So be patient. My suggestion to you is be patient or have a heart-to-heart and just find out where he's going with all this. Because the answers aren't there for him, you know. He's not giving you all the answers. Does that make sense? How long have you been going out?
It's about 10 months.
Yeah.
The only thing, I guess, it sort of makes sense, but, like, the things he doesn't tell me are, like, when he makes plans for something during the week or it's, like, weird things that he doesn't tell me. And right now we're kind of in the middle of
arguing. But I feel what you want. You want to be a couple. You want to be someone that's considerate about, you know, you don't want to be waiting there while he's made plans and then you're sitting there by yourself. You know, you just want him to be a little bit considerate. You know, and that's where I get the young part. Like, he's just not putting his all into it, you know. I do see, though, I kind of go into November, and I feel you're going to be, like, you're going to be very strong with him. Like, it's going to be like, you know what, this is what I want. And if you can't provide that, then you know, you're going to have to make a choice. Like, I just see each day with you, you get stronger and stronger. And, you know, I wouldn't doubt if this other person I'm seeing, you're going to have to make a choice, because I wouldn't be surprised if someone new isn't coming in for you and, you know, he's going to have to pull up his socks. So, you know, you're a beautiful girl and you know, you have a lot to provide and a healthy relationship is what you deserve. So be on the lookout. All right. But just like I said, either have a heart to heart or be patient. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye bye.
Bye.
So, Phil.
Yes,
we have. It looks like we have a question from chat.
The chat from Tober.
Tober,
and she is wanting to move to Germany in 2 to 3 years. What will my experience be will I like it? Well, Tober, I threw down some cards while the other reading was going on, and basically, life's going to be pretty good. Start saving your money. Make sure you go. Everything's looking great. Emotionally free, happy. Don't let anyone stop you. You're going to hear a little negativity about going there. Just, you know, blow it off. You've got a little sorrow. It looks like you may be leaving family or things like that for a little bit. Get over it. You really need to go and go see. You're going to learn a lot of lessons, meet a lot of people, keep your eyes wide open. You're not going to be lonely over there. I mean, everything's saying go, and really as quick as you can. So just start getting it together. Do you have any other questions? Or W-O-O-O. Hoot. Oh, you're happy. Yay. Yeah. I couldn't see the computer. Yeah. Just book it, save, go. It's going to be great for you.
Yippee! That's okay. Good. Yeah. Isn't that exciting when people...
They'll get over the family thing. Just, you know, you need to do it. And do it for you. All right? Have fun.
Cool. So I just want to give the number again for free readings. It's 724-444-4851. So, That was good. I like when people have chat ratings because you don't hear their input, so it's kind of like fun.
It's like having a captive audience, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Patty, there's a question there from chat. Do you see it? From Be Happy. It says, "My new son-in-law is unhappy with me. Will we make amends soon?"
Your new son-in-law is unhappy with you? I don't have a question on that.
Oh, okay. Aww. That's what it says. My new son-in-law is unhappy with me, which is Be Happy. And that's funny. Unhappy with Be Happy. And will we make amends soon?
Okay. Wow. Ooh, there is a lot of tension there and in a big, big way. He feels defensive in some way, shape, or form with you. Like, he feels, and here it is, honey, this is why he's unhappy. He's being defensive. He feels he's not good enough. And you know what? I think that will come in time. And that's going to come in time with you two working on things a little bit. He needs to feel like he's good enough. And I got to be flat out with you about that. At this point in time, he feels judged. And, you know, that's something that you and him can work out together. I do believe things will smooth out eventually. But you guys are going to have a little bit of a separation in family. And this is causing some stress with the wife, too, with your daughter. So, again, you know, just give it a little bit of time. This will work itself out. I don't feel like it's going to be a long-term, I hate my mother-in-law thing, and I have son-in-law syndrome thing, and which does happen, and it does. But I do believe you're going to work it out okay. I hope that helps a little bit anyways.
Alrighty.
Is everybody there?
Yeah, sorry. It was me. I was doing the Phil thing. So I have a reading from chat from Tala, and it says, I'd like to know if they could give insight as to the direction I should be going to have income, please. Okay, Tala. The first thing I'm feeling is that you have such potential, and I'm feeling this creative energy around you, and it's like, if you could see what we see sometimes, you know, it would be so great. But it's like you're opening up to that energy, and it's almost like I see a new demarcation from what you're used to. It's like you've been plugged into a profession that kind of doesn't suit you. And I'm feeling when I go forward about 3 months, again, we get the 3 month thing. I'm feeling you doing something you really love, and it's very creative, and there's people and all around you, and you've got a clipboard and you're showing them what to do. And I feel a lot of action, and you know, I really think you're going to love this new job. But it almost feels like you're going to take on more than one job. And when I go to November, December, I'm seeing sort of money falling like rain around you. It's like very pretty. It's like, it's just kind of falling in the air. And it's not like an aggressive fall. It's very gentle and very, it reminds me of Venus, you know, like the energy from Venus. It's very, you know, receiving in a very gentle, beautiful way. So get ready. Your ship is going to come in, but you just have to be patient and do everything creative that you love to do, and that will get you there. So that's what I'm feeling. Now, I don't know if you're talking to me on chat because I kind of can't see, but that's what I'm feeling. So, okay. So, looks like we're doing a lot of chat readings tonight, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
Always fun. That's
everyone's,
always fun.
Everyone's phones broke.
Yeah, so everyone's phones broke. We're making Doug work real hard. So, yeah. So what else, guys?
Is Mercury ever coming out of retrograde?
Oh, my goodness, eh? I'm hearing the weirdest stories.
What are you hearing?
Well, no, just like... you know, so-and-so, like things that you never hear. And then it's like, wow, like so-and-so slipped or so, you know, and it's like, ew. You know, it's got to stop, you know. But are you guys hearing things too? Or are you just, I know that's negative to say, but.
It is true. There's a lot going on. There was, for a while there, every phone call I had was people's relationships blowing apart. If it wasn't their electronic equipment blowing apart, it was their relationships. It seemed to be a lot of turmoil. Gotta love Mercury in retrograde. And I'm being seriously sarcastic.
Well, hopefully. Maybe what happened is there's another planet still in retrograde or something, and it just kind of caused a little bit of havoc. We need an astrologer. You know what? I'm wondering if you guys, if we can chat a little bit about Patty's idea that you talked about before, kind of the reverse manifesting. I really like that. So, Phil, what did you think of that?
I'd have to hear it again.
Oh, okay. You tell us, Patty.
Okay. You know, people write lists of everything that they want out of life. And this is like along the lines of The Secret and everything else. And which is a wonderful idea. But as we all know, universe, God, whatever you want to call it, has got an interesting sense of humor. We have to be very, very specific about what we ask for, because things can go very wrong very quickly. And what I try and get my clients to do is really go in depth of what they want. And the only way they can do that is by writing a list of everything they don't want in their life. By the time I'm working with my clients, they've already been through a lot. We're working with adults, right? They've been through a lot of things in their life, a lot of struggles, a lot of heartache, whatever the case is. Write a list of everything you don't want. And I've had some clients that have taken 3 to 4 months to do this list. It's just like whatever pops into your head that you don't want in a relationship, write it down. And I should finish off what I'm telling you about. And this is all symbolism, by the way. It's not just reading what we don't want in a relationship. After they're finished doing the list, read it. It'll give them a whole new view of what they do want in their life. And symbolically, and there's nothing hocus pocus about this, symbolically, I get them to take it outside and burn it and release it. That is everything they don't want. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. I like it. And I guess it doesn't have to just be relationships. It could be anything, right?
Can be anything. It doesn't have
to. I like that. I think you need to put that on paper.
I will. Thank you. It's just, I thought, let's take it from a different angle. When we're looking at things, sometimes I don't think we look at things from all aspects. You want to talk about three-dimensional? This would be two-dimensional, I guess. Take a look at the whole picture, and it'll really open up some doors for you. And there's been some good success with this method, too. You know, people phoning back going, well, I get it now. I get what and they get what they were doing wrong, too. Because it's not always the other person. It's not just because my old expression about myself, and on a personal note, if there was 100 men in the room, I would always pick the axe murderer. It didn't matter.
So it's me and you, babe.
I'll date you. So, I had to start with that list by myself. That was my modus operandi to get behind that one.
Yeah, but you know what? It makes perfect sense because so many people don't know what they want. Like and that would be that's just sort of like coming up through the other way. It's like it's brilliant actually, and hopefully you're gonna do a nice blog for Psychic Bloggers for that one.
I will, and actually I am working on a book. Just to let everybody know, I don't. You know, this is going to be a while in coming because I've been working on it for a while. But it's going to be different aspects and different methods of how to figure out and boil down to what we want in our life, what we want to release, and yeah, it's coming. It's going to take a while.
Well, you know what. It kind of feels like I mean who am I to say, but it kind of feels like it's going to be coming more than just a book, but it's going to actually be a method, you know, like a methodology. I really like it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. It was fun to share it because I don't think I've ever done this publicly before. So
yeah,
see, and now that's going to put pressure everybody on yourself, though.
Everybody,
it's going to make you work hard now.
Oh, yeah, we made it concrete.
Yes, you did. The big strive card. You're going to put more effort into it now.
Oh, well, great. Thank you, guys. No pressure, nothing.
Yeah. We'll say
you
that. We'll
more
say
stuff to do, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't consider it pressure. Consider it focused.
It is focused. I was on Facebook the other day and Robbie Thomas, I don't know if everybody knows who Robbie Thomas is, but he's a very, very well-known psychic investigator and he's just really well-known and a really great guy. And he said, it was Wednesday, let it all out. So I said, okay, I've hooked myself up with 3 shows. What was I thinking? And he laughed. He goes, I was doing 6 a week. What's your problem?
Can you imagine 6?
I am a wimp. Why I'm a wimp, thank you very much. No, I don't think so.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, so you accuse me basically of sitting around putting my feet up on a coffee table. Are you kidding me?
Everyone's different. Oh, it's what he was doing in the off time and what you were doing, right? You were working hard. Yeah. So that's good. So is there anything about the show that you guys want to chat about?
Other than the fact it was fascinating, it really was. I love that three-dimensional tarot. Again, I can't help but say it. I can't wait to get into her system. I really want to take a hard look at it.
Yeah. I didn't quite understand. Like, so you're actually throwing all the cards down? Is that the idea? I didn't quite clue in, but then I'm not that right, when it comes
to this
stuff?
Well, I think she said during an hour of reading, she'll use all the cards.
Okay.
So typically, I don't know, like a horoscope spread is 12 cards. The Celtic cross is 10, I believe. But what you're doing is you're just throwing them down. Now, I throw them in no pattern. She may have them patterned out. Okay. And you just throw them sideways, slantways, any way you want. Mm-hmm. And connect them, and they look like a giant jigsaw puzzle. And you're really going by, if you look at a Celtic cross, you know, none of the cards touch. Each spot signifies an event or a place and time.
Right.
Or if you look at the cards in the horoscope setting, it's the same thing. This month will be like this. This month will be like this. But if you put them together where they can cross over and touch each other, they'll have meanings like, you know, two cards together mean insanity.
Oh, I see. So as she's tossing them, it's not like a formed toss. It's just when they kind of hook up together, it means something completely different.
You got it, yeah.
Wow. I didn't understand.
So you've got the cards are touching or not touching or upside down in slant ways or connected. So I may have a guy one way and a girl the other way, or two guys or two girls or whatever the case may be, and the love card's connecting them.
I get it.
Ah, so that's a good thing.
It took me a while. Yeah, it took me a while, but I got it.
You can say it's coming, it's close.
It's close, it's there. Close. Yeah.
It's so kind of like that's a truck game, too, because you could throw a card on top of that. That's the card of obstacles. So if that would give it a new interpretation of they want to be together, but something's keeping them apart.
Right.
And then you have to kind of figure out what's keeping them apart, but it's just you see it just kind of builds and goes and can go in multiple directions, and you can get way more information than just, in my opinion, you know, a standard spread.
Right. Now, Phil, go on, Patty, I'm sorry.
I was just going to agree with Phil. I said I totally agree with him. I don't use any particular spread. I use all the cards, and And it does tell a particular story. It really does. For me, it's just a way better method, and I use the entire deck.
And thank you, Patty, because no one's ever agreed with me before.
Oh, I agree with you, Phil. Does that? I do. Totally.
I can go home happy now.
Now, Phil, did you have a little something you wanted to tell our listeners, or?
I believe. Well, I really don't, but I will.
I didn't know if that was something.
No, yes, I have something to tell them, but it's sad news to me. I will be leaving the show due to some personal things I have to do, so I will miss you all. But in the meantime, Doug, and bye-bye, Doug. Thanks for having me. Doug managed to get Stephen Frampton back, so you can look forward to that. And Patty is a great addition, and the show will go on stronger than ever.
Wow, we're so glad that you were here, Phil. It was great.
I had a great time. Thanks.
Yeah, and Patty, welcome. You're doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And Phil, it was a pleasure working with you for the one night. Anyway.
For the one night. It was nice meeting you Friday, yes.
So that brings us to the end of yet another wonderful show. Thank you, Doug, who works behind the scenes and keeps us on track as our executive producer. And thank you to my co-host for joining me tonight. So next week's show is anchored by moi, and it's going to be about we have Todd Silva on, who's going to talk about give away a dollar a day, and he's lots of fun, and I think it's going to be a great fun show. So I hope you all come on next week, and so that's about a bit it, everybody. Is there anything you want to say, or?
Well, good night, everybody. It was a pleasure being here. It really was.
That's great, Patty. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, guys. You made it so much easier for me, and I do appreciate that.
That's great. And Phil, we're going to miss you.
Oh, it's so sad. Females are so emotional.
I know. But good luck with you and with everything you're going to be doing, so that's great.
Thanks, and I'll check in the chat room from time to time just to annoy you.
Ah, cool. Yeah. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
See ya.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues,
I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.